Welcome everybody to the latest webinar in the Rainmaker Site Building Roadmap. I'm Jared Morris. I will be your host today. Very excited to have you all with us. We're really looking forward to today, and I'm looking forward to having Rafal here with me. Rafal, how you doing, man?
Hey, hi, Jared. Thank you for having me.
Nah, for sure. I appreciate you taking the time. You obviously are the man for design at Rainmaker Digital, and everybody gets excited when they get a chance to get your insight. So it'll be very helpful for everybody, including me. I enjoy these sessions because I get to learn from you too. So it'll be fun and interesting and educational.
Well, I'm enjoying those sessions too, to be honest, especially that I know it can help a lot of people out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So with that said, Rafal, are you ready to hop into this and get going here?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do it. All right, so for today's session in the Rainmaker Site Building Roadmap, we're going to talk about theme. You know, in our last session, we talked about the basic settings, and we really want to get you set up, get you going, to get your website out there, to do the basics that you need to get a functional working website so then you can start taking the next steps with your content and with your promotion and with everything else that you need to do to build a successful site with the Rainmaker platform. And so today, Rafal is here to help you choose the best theme for your Rainmaker platform site, because obviously there are a lot of options and we want to give you as much insight as we can about which of those options to choose. And really, more importantly than saying you should choose this theme, it's more how to think about it and how to prepare yourself to make the choice that is the right one for you, given your context, given your goals, and given how your content's going to be set up and the kind of feeling that you're trying to evoke. And so we're going to go over all of that in today's session. Before we begin, let me just introduce Rafal, our guest expert. He is the lead designer at Rainmaker Digital, the founder of Typespiration.com, the co-founder of HackYourDesign.com with Chris Garrett, who is traveling, unable to be with us today. Rafal is also the author of the Essential Web Design Handbook, the proud father of Amelia. You can follow him at Rafal Tamal. Welcome, Rafal. It's awesome to have you here.
Yeah, I think the last point is my greatest accomplishment.
The Twitter account or Proud Father of Amelia?
Oh, yeah, the Proud Father of Amelia.
Yes.
The last one was Twitter account.
Yes. No, I agree. Now that I have a daughter myself, I feel the exact same way. It's almost like any other titles, achievements kind of fade into the background, and it's like, oh, yeah, this is the greatest thing I've done. Well, let's do it. Let's hop in. And Rafal, you know, you and I had a chat last week just to kind of get prepared for this. And throughout the course of that chat, you had a number of quotes that I thought were really interesting. And so I made note of them, and you'll kind of notice on these slides that I kind of pulled those quotes out. So I want to use those quotes really as jumping off points for you to add some really interesting context to this decision that folks are making when they're picking their theme. And so let's start with your first point that you made to me when we started talking about this, which is that when you choose a Rainmaker theme, you don't have to worry. What did you mean by that, that you don't have to worry when you choose a theme with Rainmaker?
Yeah, so most of Rainmaker customers come from WordPress world, right? And when if you had a website on WordPress before, you know how difficult it was sometimes to choose a theme. There are so many different theme providers, different theme marketplaces with tons of options. You know, every theme has had some different plugins, different features, and most of customers don't even know what does it mean. Like, what does it mean to have a slider? Do I even need a slider, or, you know, should I worry about if my theme is mobile optimized, mobile responsive, or if it's good for SEO? If it's well coded, so it won't be hacked, or, you know, won't have any issues or bugs. So there are so many different things you have to think about. And, you know, if you are a regular website owner, you don't have enough knowledge or expertise to know that kind of stuff. So, you know, there's some, I know a lot of my friends who are not designers, developers, they even hire a developer for an hour, 2 hour consultation just to, you know, help, just to help them and let them know which theme is right for them, or, you know, review the themes they liked and look into the code and tell them if it's a good theme, it looks professional, and if the theme provider is legit. You know, so all those stuff they have to pay for even before they bought a theme. to think about the stuff. And with Rainmaker themes, the good thing is that all of our themes has been professionally designed, have been tested on most popular browsers. They all have a clean code. They are responsive, SEO friendly. We even added some accessibility features recently to Genesis framework. So all the stuff you don't have to worry about. You don't have to make any quality compromises when it comes to choosing themes and wondering, should I go with a theme with mobile responsive or should I go with a theme that has very good accessibility involved, right? So I think that's a great thing about Rainmaker, that you have a, you know, 30 plus themes that already have all those great features. To us, those are like basic features: mobile responsive, accessibility, you know, usability, SEO. That's the, for us, those are like basic features, but there are so many other theme providers that, you know, lack many of those.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think that's an important just overview, you know, when it comes to choosing a theme with Rainmaker. And of course, you can upload custom designs. So if you have a custom Genesis theme, you can submit that for approval. You can add your custom themes. But what we're going to be talking about today is choosing one of the themes that's there in Rainmaker for you. And there are 30 plus of them to choose from. And we want to help you make that decision better. And as you said, Rafal, and as you just explained, you don't have to make any quality compromises. All you have to worry about is which theme is right. And so let's dive in and help people make that decision. So a quick tip to start that I think is easy to overlook but can really be helpful for you as you try to decide which theme to pick is to utilize the Rainmaker Gallery. And that's right there on the website. If you go to rainmakerplatform.com/gallery, you'll see a page that gives you two options. So you can look at all of the themes, all of the Rainmaker themes, and you can look at different example themes. And so you can obviously do this inside of your Rainmaker site as well when it comes to looking at the themes. But if you click on live preview, that will show you a live preview, a live demo of the site. So you can kind of see what it looks like, get a feel for it, you know, try to understand if that will fit with your content. And even better than that, you can see examples of other sites. So how people have taken certain themes and then applied it, customized it, changed it to fit their specific context, their specific content. You know, you can see, for instance, how Altitude Pro looks on Jesse Peterson's site, or how Magazine Pro looks on female creatives. And as we go through these, again, Altitude Pro on Boutique Growth, Cafe Pro on McPlants.com, Enterprise Pro on Mountain Sign Media, Education Pro on Liveology, and Parallax Pro on Copyright Matters. And so all of these sites, these aren't custom themes, these sites took the basic theme that's there in Rainmaker and used customizations to make it fit for their purposes. And so, you know, I think getting in and really checking out the demos, you know, checking out the live preview, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, that's all very helpful, but it can also really help you generate ideas, see what's possible, to just look at some of the other example sites, because those, again, those can just be helpful as you go through and make that decision. Rafal, any advice, you know, for folks who maybe want to get some ideas from other sites about how to do that and kind of apply the ideas that they're getting to their own site?
Yeah, so, you know, as you can see in this gallery, the great thing is that most of our themes come with black and white photos or have some kind of monochromatic scheme. But you can see, even if you change a photo, you know, you can change one color, and this theme can look completely different than it looked before. So one thing is to never think that what you see in the demo, that's what your website has to look like. And if you see a black and white photo or, you know, monochromatic scheme, doesn't mean that your website has to go the same, has to be the same way. You can, as you can see on those, all of those examples, you can, you know, change the entire feeling of the site just by changing a photo or colors, and even adding your own logo to the site will automatically change the entire design, which is great. That's why we design themes, you know, to be very simple, so the design doesn't dictate what the design of your site has to be.
Yep, absolutely. So let's talk about today's agenda real quick. This is kind of where we're going to take you here as we go through this session. So We're going to talk about the importance of starting with content. Yes, before you even get to your theme, you have to think about your content. Then you have to identify your brand's feeling. You have to then tweak the theme to fit the feeling. And then Rafal is going to identify a few of his favorite Rainmaker themes, and he actually prepared a nice demo showing the versatility of Rainmaker themes that he just talked about, where just changing a few simple options can really almost make it look and feel like a different theme. And I should mention, I know, you know, I see some questions already coming in. If we have time at the end, we will definitely take questions, and I'll try to be cognizant of, you know, any questions that are immediately relevant to something that we're talking about and try and catch them if I can. But remember, you know, this is why we're doing the Q&A the week after. So we have the webinar, then we do the Q&A. So any questions that you ask in this session that we don't get to, there will be a dedicated Q&A next week, and Rafal will be there where we can answer as many of those questions as possible. So we'll get to it today if we can. If we can't, definitely save that question for next week. All right, Rafal, let's hop in, and let's talk about starting with content. And this is what you identified to me as being the first step that folks need to take when they're thinking about their theme, is to actually think about their content. And so, you know, in terms of steps here, you know, step one would really be just pick a basic theme, right? And Rainmaker already comes with Rainmaker Pro as the default theme. And so to do this first step, thinking about your content as where you should start, just pick a basic theme. And if you want to use something different from Rainmaker Pro, it's pretty easy. You can always just go to Design Themes, and then you'll see the entire rundown of 30-plus themes, and you can choose any of these to get going with. And if you look right here, this is the Rainmaker Pro theme. This is a site, Strategic Athlete. It's built. I mean, this is the live version of the site, is just using the Rainmaker Pro theme, and it's a really good theme all on its own. You know, I know sometimes we kind of think, well, it's the, you know, it's the default theme, so I have to go with something different. Maybe, but Rainmaker Pro might also work, and so it's certainly one to consider. But just pick a basic theme that you're going to go through these basic steps with. And then the second step is to use the sample posts and pages. So Rainmaker comes with sample posts and pages already in there for you, as we discussed in the last webinar. But you also want to go beyond just the sample posts and pages, okay? And you want to actually create sample content that is specific to your content. And to do this, you want to kind of project into the future. So are you going to have a blog? Are you going to have a podcast? Are you going to have a course? Are you going to have products? And the reason why you want to ask yourself these questions is because the answers to these questions will help to dictate what your theme needs to be able to do and some of the elements that your theme needs to have in it. And Rafal, as you were talking to me, you know, as an example, if you're going to have a course, then you really need a theme with a sidebar. So do you want to just kind of briefly walk us through why it's so important to start with content and think about your content before you even think about what your theme is going to be?
Yeah, so when you, if you want to have a course on your website, I think it's a good idea to have at least a sidebar. You know, if you want to have a clear navigation and give your users an ability to quickly move from module to module, from lesson to lesson, unless you have a different idea for your course and you want to have a more like a vertical flow for your course and include the navigation somewhere in the end of each lesson. You know? So it all depends on what your plan is, what exactly you want to do with your course. But you know, for most users who have any experience with any courses, they usually had a navigation in the sidebar, and that's what the users are expecting from your course as well.
Yeah, and it's even more than just the types of content, right? So are you going to have a blog? Are you going to have a podcast? How will this look in this particular theme? But it's also kind of the elements of your content, right? So, you know, if you write headlines, are they long or short? What's your writing style like? Do you have a lot of long paragraphs or do you use short paragraphs? What do your images look like? How can these kind of elements refall influence, you know, what your choice may be for the theme?
Yes. So, you know, the way we design websites is we always design around the content. We never do this the other way. We never, you know, have design first and then we match content to our design. That would be, you know, the bad way to design any websites. And it's the same when you choose a theme. You should you should choose a theme around your own content, your own style of writing, you know, around your images, around your headlines, and you choose a theme that matches your content, not the other way. If you choose a theme first and then you start writing your content, and then you'll be trying to match your content to your theme and make the headlines look good, so you'll probably go on some compromises and start, you know, shortening your headlines or making them longer just to make it look good, which is not the best way to make decisions on your website. It's always better to focus on your content first, get your copyright, and then choose a theme that matches well, you know, your copy and convey your message better.
And I can confirm this is how we do it at Rainmaker Digital, because whenever we have a design project for a fall, he's always coming back to me and like, well, do we have copy yet? Do we have content yet? And that is obviously the place that you want to start, because it's very hard for a fall to do his job or for us to do the job of picking a theme without knowing that. And it doesn't mean you have to have all your content created. You just need to have some samples, have an understanding of what it will be so that you can make a good decision on your theme.
Yeah, and I think it's one of the most common mistakes for website owners. And I've seen this many, many times, even when I was doing some freelance design. Many people came to me asking for a website design, and I, whenever I asked them about the content, they had no idea yet even what pages they're going to have on the website. But they wanted to have a design right away. Like, they wanted to see the design, and then they were going to work on the content. But, you know, you have to think the other way before you, you know, spend, in this case, when choosing Rainmaker themes, before you spend a countless amount of time browsing themes and customizing your theme, you know, making all those changes you need. And then, only then, you figure out that this theme is not right for my content, and then you have to change the theme and do all the work again, which will be, you know, waste of time.
Hey, so Rafal, question for you. John brings up an interesting question, and I don't have a slide to address this, so I want to address it now. And he kind of gets into something specific here. So, for instance, if you write long paragraphs, which theme would you use? And my guess is there's not like a specific theme that's best for long paragraphs, but what you could do, and correct me if I'm wrong, would be go to the demos of the different themes. You know, every theme demo is going to have, you know, examples of pages, examples of posts that, you know, that shows you all the typography and all of that on there. And go kind of look for how it looks, you know, how the paragraphs are laid out, how, you know, what kind of a typeface is chosen. And based on, you know, again, if you think your headlines are going to be long or your paragraphs are going to be long, see what kind of looks best based on how you project. Is that right? So there's not a specific theme. You want to go look through them and kind of see what's going to match best with how you're projecting it to be.
Yes, I think, you know, browsing through demos is probably the best way to do this, and specifically about long paragraphs, you'll be looking at the font of in the body text, and you want to see for long paragraphs it would be best to have a bit smaller line heights. Those are the spacings between lines. But bigger gaps between paragraphs. So, and probably a smaller font size too. So whenever you have a long paragraph, you can a bit squeeze it a little bit more on the page and, you know, have a bit longer lines. Then choose a theme with very big font size and, you know, big line heights, and then make your content one huge, you know, vertical block of content or copy. So you're probably looking at more about typography and want to make sure the typography matches your writing style.
Okay, so moving forward, you know, and again, you know, when we talk about the site setup, you know, just take two examples, right? Look how different this site's post setup is. So it's got a short headline and obviously kind of a narrow post area. You can see they're using a big image right here at the top. Obviously an important sidebar that's promoting their free course and that's promoting additional posts. And obviously they have this background image too. Look how different that is from this site, which has tons of white space. You know, obviously a longer headline is going to look better here, but it's totally different. And for each of these two site owners to make the choices that they've made, they obviously had to make decisions or have realizations about their specific content. And so they chose a theme and a layout that was going to fit that the best. And that's important, because you can take a Rainmaker theme and make it look, you know, obviously totally different and really fit it to what you want it to do. But you have to know what you need it to do And that's why starting from content is such an important foundational decision, foundational thought process to go through. And so, Rafal, I want to get to this point too, because I know we had a couple of questions in here. So you said, you know, you can always change your theme later, but the best practice is to plan ahead. And so I know someone asked, you know, again, what do you do if you need to change your theme? Well, and we'll get into this a little bit later. You know, it's obviously you can change your theme within one click. You can change the theme. Now, it's not that easy, as you're going to have different customizations to make and that kind of thing. But while that is easy, you can also kind of help prevent that by planning ahead and giving yourself the best chance to choose the right theme from the beginning, right?
Yeah, so, you know, when you choose a theme and at the current moment you don't have a course or a podcast or you're not planning to have a landing page on your homepage, I mean, like, at the current moment you don't have it, but you are planning to have it, like in the near future, you're thinking about having a course or you know, some nice homepage layout that will be a landing page to promote your products or whatever, then you probably wanted to have planned ahead and choose a theme that will serve your needs in the future, so you won't have to change a theme later. Or you know, it never hurts to choose a theme that has all those stuff and just not to use it, you know, but have it ready for the future than choosing something that doesn't have it and then looking into how to customize later and stretch that theme possibilities to your new needs.
Couple quick questions about these themes and which ones they are. Mm-hmm. I believe Female Creatives is Magazine Pro, and I believe Boutique Growth is Digital Pro. Both of those, if you go to rainmakerplatform.com/gallery, they're both in there. So just to let folks know. And as you said, you know, you don't want to choose your theme, spend time designing it, and then realize it doesn't match your content. So as much as you can go through this thought process ahead of time, the better off you'll be. And kudos to everybody here, because obviously you are interested in making the right theme or the right choice for your theme. So I think you'll all be ahead of the game as far as this is concerned. And then step four is to choose your theme. You know, make the choice for your theme. This is, of course, you know, after you kind of have your sample content ready to go, choose your theme. And then you can start moving forward. And again, when you want to choose your theme, go to themes. And then you have the entire 30-plus list of themes here at your disposal to choose and move forward with. And again, demo them, preview them, you know, kind of try them on with your content, see what looks best, and that will help you make the best choice. And once again, you can always submit a custom Genesis theme for review, but if you're going to use one of the Rainmaker themes, as obviously most folks on the platform will, then this is a place where you want to get comfortable. And once you have that demo content ready to go, that sample content ready to go, you know, I would recommend, you know, kind of trying it on with as many themes as possible and seeing how it looks, seeing how it feels. And then before you start customizing your theme style, which would be the next step, you need to decide what your theme style will be, what feeling you want your site to evoke. And to Rafal, this is why I'm so excited that you're on this session, because if I had planned this session myself, I would have totally skipped over this next part. And it ended up being the part that you and I spent a lot of time discussing when we had our call. And so let's hop into that now, which is to identify your brand's feeling, which is so important when it comes to designing a site that's going to evoke and inspire in your audience what you want it to inspire. And so as you said to me, think like your customers, make them feel at home. What does that mean when we're talking about website design?
Well, I think when we design websites, we often make a mistake designing websites for ourselves. We're thinking what we like, and we want the design to something that, you know, we imagine would be good. But we have to think about our customers and what make them feel like this is what they are looking for. You know, for example, if you are designing a website about sports cars, you have to think about your customers, who they are, and what they may like about sports cars. That are, you know, they may be looking for those bright red colors, you know, that give energy, and you know, some nice sports cars photos around the side. You might be choosing a typeface that is bold and sans serif instead of having a classic look like. So there are many different small decisions that comes to design, just to evoke, you know, a specific feeling in your customers. And that's one of the, and in fact, you know, we skipped this step, but this is one of the most important part, because we as humans, we make our decisions based on our emotions. And, you know, we think like we make a rational decisions, thinking, overthinking everything, and we think we are sure about our decisions, but the truth is that behind most of our decisions are our feelings. That's our like base primary power that makes decisions for us. So we have to, you know, make our customers feel like home. So once we evoke those emotions, those feelings in them, it will be much easier to convert them into our email sign-up form, or into buy our products, or into reading our, you know, post articles. Everything will be much easier.
Yeah, and you know, if you're watching this and you've never really thought, you know, you've never done a mood board, which we're going to talk about here in a minute, and you've never really thought about your brand's feeling, let me just admit that I've developed a lot of websites, you know, and obviously I even work with people like Rafal, and I've been exposed to these ideas, and I have never done this myself. And, you know, it makes me feel dumb, you know, when I hear you explain it, because I do it with words, right? A lot of times we do it with words, and we think about the emotional impact of our words, especially if we come from a writing background, as I do, but it's so easy for me to ignore the design element of it and to kind of take that for granted and think, well, you know, I can let my words do the heavy lifting, and that's just, you know, it's dumb and it's short-sighted to do that. You really want both of them working together, and that's why not skipping the step and taking it seriously is so important. And the biggest takeaway for me from preparing this webinar was the importance of doing this, and something that I really, really want to do moving forward with every site that I put together. Because again, it just doesn't make sense to overlook it. So let's talk about a mood board. Rafal, do you want to explain what a mood board is, and then we'll kind of give it a very brief overview of how you do this and show some examples so folks can at least begin to take the first few steps toward creating their own mood board, which will really, really be helpful as they begin to choose what theme they want and what kind of feeling they want to evoke.
Yeah, so a mood board is actually one of my first steps whenever I start a new design. I don't often show it to anyone, but that's what I even do for myself, just to, as the name says, mood board, just to set myself into a mood for this particular design and, you know, kind of feel the brand, the product I'm working on. Because, you know, sometimes when I'm working on a design for a client, and this is like a company or a product that I'm completely not familiar with, it's very hard to set yourself into, you know, into that customer's shoes and feel that brand. So you have to create that mood board, which is when you look at a mood board, it looks like a mosaic of different images, pictures. It can be color schemes, can be typography, almost anything that, you know, somehow evokes feelings about what you are creating. So it's very useful to have this mood board wherever in your Pinterest. You can print it out and hang it on your wall, you know. You can hand it out to your entire team to make sure everyone's on the same page and everyone is, you know, knows what the feeling of your company, of your products is. So it's very helpful even to when you work in a team and share with everybody and make sure you all have the same feeling about the company, the products you're working on.
How do you know when your mood board is kind of ready, or when you've settled on the right feeling? Like, is that just kind of a gut feeling, an instinct? Are there, you know, things that you should be thinking about, like certain colors for certain emotions? How much do folks need to get into understanding all of that, and even some of the science behind all of that, to create a good mood board?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the mood board is never done. I often go back to my mood boards and I optimize them, I change, I switch some elements that I, you know, discovered during the designing process, that those elements don't exactly fit this brand that I was trying to create. So I often go back, you know, change, modify. But, you know, all you need, it doesn't have to be like a huge board with, you know, tons of pictures. It has to be something that you can have a quick look at your, you know, it can fit on your screen. That will be perfect. So you don't have to scroll and, you know, think. If you have one big look at your mood board And you know, you when you look at it, you immediately know what the product is or what the company is about. So you don't have to, you know, figure out by reading any descriptions. That the mood board should speak for itself what it's all about.
Yeah, and I already kind of showed you these, but we have some examples here of some mood boards, just some different, you know, different examples of kind of how that looks. And once you do this, then you're ready to make some basic customizations, which we'll get into here in a minute. Let me ask you this, Rafal. When you, so you've got your mood board, how would you then go from, you know, kind of mood board? Do you think a mood board should actually be done before people choose their theme? You know, should you kind of get this in mind and then kind of go through the themes and look and see which theme generally fits kind of the feel of your mood board? Or do you feel comfortable enough with the versatility of Rainmaker themes that you can take any of the themes and customize them, you know, with even just the basic accent colors, with imagery, you know, with even some basic custom CSS, that you could customize them to fit the mood that you're trying to evoke?
Yeah, I think our themes are universal enough to almost turn every any theme into the style you want. And so I would rather go through the process of having your content first, choosing, thinking about theme more as a layout for your content than, you know, than what style it should have, and then style your theme for whatever brand feeling you're trying to convey.
Okay. Alrighty, so we've got our mood board. Now we're ready to make some basic customizations. And so this is where you tweak the theme to fit the feeling. And so this part right here is going to be very kind of tutorial heavy to walk through some of the basic customizations. And we're not going to get into custom CSS here. I have a couple slides that mention that later. And so I'll give a little bit of insight on that later. But I really want to walk you through, you know, what it looks like customizing a site and how you can kind of change this feeling. And the demo that you prepared for us at the end, Rafal, really shows that as well. So what you just talked about really illustrates it for folks. So let's talk about tweaking the theme to fit the feeling. So the first step is to go to the appearance editor. Right, because one of the benefits of Rainmaker is that, you know, to make some of these basic customizations, you don't have to get in there with the code, you don't have to fumble around there. You can make a lot of customizations just using the appearance editor. So if you click into the design menu and then click on appearance, that will take you to the appearance editor for your live theme. So for I've been walking you through kind of the demo site that I've been doing with Primility. And so I just have the basic Rainmaker Pro theme on there. And so this is what it looks like before I've made any customizations. You can see the only thing that's not the default part of the theme is just the text header right there. So I haven't customized anything else on this theme. So we're going to there are a lot of different customizations you can make. Obviously, you know, what you do with menus. There's a lot of different content areas. You know, how you choose to do your layout. There's many, many different things that will influence the functionality of your site, the design of your site. We're going to really focus on these right now. The colors, the header image, and then the backstretch and background images. Because those can, even just those customizations can make a big difference. So let's go to step two, which is changing your colors. So if you click, again, once you're at the appearance editor, if you click in here to colors, this will pull up this menu right here, and it will allow you to change your background color and to change your accent color. And so I know, you know, in terms of kind of the mood that I want to evoke with Primility, right, it's a big, bold idea, this idea of balancing your pride and humility. So red has always been the color to me that really accentuates that feeling, you know, a feeling of action. And that's what I want. And so that's always the first thing that I do when I'm editing a site for Primility is I will go in and change it to red. Now, you've got some default colors down here, kind of some basic colors, but you can also add a hex code and get very, very specific. So if there is a specific shade of red that you want, in this case there is, then you can actually paste that hex code right in here, and you will get that specific shade of red or blue or green or whatever color you want. And if you want to know how to do that, how to get the hex code, the way that I do it is I use a program called Digital Color Meter on Mac, which helps me identify the hex code of any color on my screen. So, you know, I've got a logo, I just take that color, as you'll see, so that the logo matches the accent color later when I have both of those in there. And I open up my Digital Color Meter, scroll over it, and I get the hex code, which is the pound sign and then six letters or numbers that indicate a color. And you just paste that in right here, and you'll get your color. Bafal, is there any? Do you have any advice, you know, for people who want to get really specific with their color, and if there's maybe even a better way to get a good hex code than what I just described?
Yeah. So if you don't have specific brand colors for your website, having a mood board can be very helpful here. If you can go back to the slide with one of those mood boards, so you can see that you could use a stock photo for your background, having those maybe those palms or, you know, whatever image you choose, and you can see the color scheme with these three colors in the bottom, and you can pick one of those colors. You can using this picker and grab the hex code of those colors and try to use it as an accent and see which, you know, which color looks best on top of a particular background image. So it's very helpful to have this mood board, because you can quickly grab any colors. Even you can pick a color from a photo, which is nothing new to designers. Whenever I design a custom website and I'm trying to figure out what color scheme to use and I want to create my own color scheme, I very often look for, you know, real photos, and I pick colors right from the photos and I create my color scheme. So that's the way designers create color schemes. They take it from the nature, they take it from real photos. You know, we don't take it, you know, we just, you know, it's very hard to think about colors right out of your, you know, head and without having any reference. So you can, you know, it can be very helpful to have a mood board here.
Carol says she uses ColorZilla. Michael says he uses a Chrome extension called Eyedropper. I'm not sure about a PC version of the hex picker, so if anybody has that and wants to drop it in the chat, that would be helpful. But those are a couple other options if you don't use the digital color meter like I do. So moving on then with colors. So the other nice thing is that, so I've got my accent color on here, and so you can obviously see what the color is going to look like on the homepage. And so on the homepage on Rainmaker Pro, it changes the link right here, and obviously it'll change the link up here. But what's really nice about this little appearance editor, I mean, it's a browser in here, and you can actually click on these links, and it'll take you to different pages, so you can see what it'll look like on other pages if you change this accent color. So I can look at the blog page and see, you know, where this comes in as a link and whether I like that or not. And you can use custom CSS and change these individually, but this shows you by default what it'll change. So you can click around to some different pages, which you want to do, you know, obviously before you're going to save any of these changes, you want to look and see how it's going to affect other pages on your site. And so you can do that right from here without making any, again, this appearance editor, you're not making live changes on the site. What it's showing you in here is just a preview version. So you can rest easy, and it gives you a nice way to kind of play around, make some changes, see what they'll look like before you publish them live. The third step then is changing the backstretch and the background image. And this can really, really have a big impact on the mood, the feeling of your site, okay, as you'll see with this example. And again, it's a really basic example, but we have a more in-depth example coming for you. So again, choose backstretch, and each theme is going to be a little bit different. Some themes don't have a backstretch image, but they all, I believe, have a background image. And so, you know, each theme is going to be a little different with what kind of changes what, and you'll want to get in and just kind of, you know, play around with the theme a little bit and change an image, see where it changes, see how it looks. And so with Rainmaker Pro, the backstretch image is this image right here. And so you've got this default image that's already loaded. You can obviously keep that and use it if you would like to, or you can change it. And so it tells you what the default image is. It's 1200 by 675. And so I always like to use an image here that is the exact same dimensions. I figure the theme was designed for an image with these dimensions, so I always just try and make sure the image that I'm uploading has the same dimensions. And then if you do want to change, you just click this button right here to change the image. Upload your image, and as you can see, I've basically used an image that is the exact same dimensions. The original image was, you know, like 1400 by something, and so I made it so that it's the exact same, or almost the exact same dimensions, and I uploaded it. And you can see how it really changes the feeling of the theme having those colors, right? You can see the difference between this and the difference between having this image up here. Now, obviously, you have white text right here, and with this mountainous background and some of the snow, the text kind of fades into the background a little bit. So that's not something that I necessarily want for the long term. Well, I can go back, and maybe I actually liked how this looked, where it's kind of more of a grayscale look, and the white text really pops, and the red link, the red accent link really pops. And so I actually took this image here, and I just made it a grayscale image. I did that in Photoshop really quickly, made it grayscale to see what it would look like. Interesting, the white text still kind of fades into the background a little bit. So I actually darkened it, again, to kind of go back to how the theme looked originally. Because if I picked this theme because I liked how that looked and I was looking to match that, I certainly can. And you know, one big way that you can do that is try and match the feeling, the color of the image to how the original theme looked. Or again, if I want to change it, then I can use a different image and almost completely change the feeling of the theme. So there's no right or wrong answer there. It's all based on, again, your mood board, the context of your site, and the choices that you're going to make. But just changing the images, you know, is obviously going to make a big difference, and it's really easy and quick to just use these tools right here to see how it'll look and the impact that it'll make on the site. Before we go on to header image refall, and the demo that you have is going to actually show us some of the huge differences that different background and backstretch images can make. But any thoughts on this general process, maybe to help guide folks as they make their decisions?
Yeah, one of the most important things when you're choosing a background image is to make sure, like you said, that the text on the image is, you know, looks good and you can read the text on top of the image. Another thing is when you choose a background image, like you chose this man sitting on the rocks on the right side, and it has a good balance, you know, that someone is, you know, on the right side, and you can see the left side of this image is blank, so you can have a place, you have room for your copy. You know, so I always recommend to choose photos that have this kind of balance. If you have copy on your left side, make sure there is something in your picture prominent enough on the right side, and it's facing toward the copy on your left side. Like this man is, you know, is more toward the copy. If he was looking the other side, that would be, you know, not the best photo to choose. So, and it's also the same when you have a photo of someone looking straight to you, it's always better to have someone looking toward the text, the copy you have in the header. So those are small things that you can always, you know, tweak, and you can always spend some more time choosing the right photo, but it's always good to remember.
By the way, that man in the image is me, actually. My dad took that picture in Colorado. It was an awesome moment.
So you were thinking about this header, right, when you were taking this picture?
Yeah, I was thinking about web design.
We're planning the whole site right from there.
That's right. So a couple really quick questions. Chris asks, is JPEG or PNG best for the backstretch? Do you know? Does it matter?
Yeah, I already answered this question, I think, in the chat. But it's always, when it comes to big photos or any stock photos, always goes with JPEGs, because JPEGs are better optimized, so the image size would be smaller, and you won't even notice the quality difference between JPEG and PNG when you look at photos. PNGs are better for icons, something vector, you know, when you have sharp edges or small elements that you want to make sure that the edges are clearly visible, because JPEGs, you know, they may optimize the edges, and it will be, you will have a blurred effect on those images. So for photos, always go with JPEGs, and for any icons or images with transparent background, go with PNGs.
Perfect. And then Wes asked, how do I change the image to the size of the default image of the theme? I change my image sizes using Preview, because you can. I crop it and I, you know, crop it to those exact dimensions. If you want to actually change the image size and keep everything in proportion, Photoshop works. Rafal, do you know any other good ways to edit sizes, either the image size or the canvas size of an image?
Yeah, I think there are a few web tools available right now, like Canva, that you can use and upload your image, crop it. Even in Rainmaker, you can edit the image and you can crop it right from the Rainmaker admin to match your size. But one thing is to remember, when you click Edit Image here,
yeah,
I don't think we have a screenshot for that. But once
we
you click
don't,
Edit
yeah,
Image,
if you click Edit Image there, it'll bring up the menu and you can actually crop it.
Yeah, there we have some options. You can flip horizontally or vertically the image. If you, for example, you know, if you will be sitting on the other side and you want to have, like I said, this balance, then you could flip it horizontally and have the image on the other side. So that will be something quick you can do right from the Rainmaker admin.
Yep. Alrighty, so that's the backstretch and background image. Let's talk now about the header image. So this is the header right here, and right now it is a basic text header, and that's the default. So remember back to the general settings from the last Rainmaker Site Building Roadmap webinar, we put in the title of our site. This will pull the title of your site right here, and it'll just do it as text. But if you want to add a header, you can do that. And it shows you that the recommended header size for this theme is 200 by 60. So click Add a New Image, and I've uploaded my header. And I actually didn't change the dimensions of this one perfectly to 350. The dimensions are just 350 by 117, even though the suggested dimensions are 200 by 60. But once I upload it, it actually then takes you to another page where you can crop the image and basically get the correct aspect ratio of it. So even if the dimensions aren't perfect, it will get the right aspect ratio for you so that when it uploads it and adds it to the site, it looks okay, and it's not just, you know, got this little section here. And if for some reason you get to this section and part of your header is cut off, then you may need to change the dimensions. But this tool is pretty helpful in allowing you to be versatile with the image that you upload. And then once you upload it, it'll go right here. And I'm not necessarily crazy about how this looks against the black background, you know, and kind of going with the grayscale look here of the site. Again, this is just kind of for demonstration purposes. But that is how you would add it. And if you wanted to hide the image, you would click this and get rid of it, and it would go back to the text, or you could add a new one as well. Any thoughts on the header image, Rafal, and what folks should keep in mind? You know, I went with a very basic text header because that's kind of the logo that I've been using. But obviously there are a lot of different ways that you can stylize your header and make it look better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing about logos, it doesn't have to be big. That's one of the most common questions I always had, or requests I had from my customers. Can you make a logo bigger? The thing is that the logo is already in the left top corner, which is the most prominent point of your site, the most prominent spot, and most people, most users who come to your website, that's the first place they look at. So you don't have to make your logo pop. You don't have to make it big enough to be noticeable. You know, everyone will see the logo right when they come to your site. So you can. One thing is you can always make your logo smaller, match more the size of your navigation, or a bit bigger than your navigation. And when it comes to logos, also a good idea is to always have your logo as PNG, or yeah, that PNG will be the best option. So you can have a transparent background, and you can, you know, see that the logo is sharp enough. It's not optimized. It's not blurry or anything like this. And for logos, for headers, I think you need to have an exact size. But like you said, you can crop it right in the next step once you upload the image. Yep. And for the background images, it doesn't have to even be that exact size. Even if you upload a bigger photo for your background image, it will match. It will, you know, resize to match that placeholder for the image. But with logos, like, it has to be cropped or has to be resized to the exact size.
Michael asked how I got the logo image to be transparent, and that's just saving it as a PNG. And the way that I did is I go into Photoshop, you know, and you can just remove the background. There's a tool, I think maybe the Magic Eraser or the Background Eraser, and if you have a solid background and a solid color image, it's pretty easy to erase the entire background. So that's how I did that. You know, and Rafal, one of the reasons why I wanted to kind of use this site here is I'm hoping that it maybe highlights a few issues. So you've seen me go step by step here on how I'm, you know, kind of designing this, you know, making some of these basic customizations to the site. What jumps out at you here as maybe a choice that was a good choice, a choice that was a bad one? Like, for instance, is it good to have the accent color be the same as the header logo color? Did you like it better with the actual picture or keeping it more grayscale? And these may be impossible questions to ask because you're not in my head as I plan this, but I'm just curious your perspective as a designer, where you fall on just some of these basic choices that I made.
I think your accent color for button is okay, is good. I would change the color of your logo maybe to white, and I would make it smaller. So, because right now when you look in this page, the logo somehow, attracts more, and it's like a magnet right now, and it might be a distraction from the main call to action in your header. So I would make it smaller, less prominent. Like I said before, it doesn't have to be big, and even if it's small and it's a spot where everyone finds it. So I wouldn't just make it a distraction from the content.
And I think having someone that you can ask those questions to is important. Now, obviously, not everybody has access to Rafal to ask his expert opinion. But as we are designing our sites, we have our preconceived notions, we have our preferences, and they are important. But as you go through this process, once you get settled on something kind of basic that you may be ready to take live, get some other people's opinions. See how they look at your site, see what jumps out to them, see what looks good, what looks bad. Even if they don't have a design background, they may be just like an audience member whose reaction, is going to be important to you once you get your site out there. So it can be, it doesn't mean that you have to change your design based on what they say, but it's good feedback to have. So just something to keep in mind as you go through this process.
One more thing about logos and headers. One of the things I often saw on websites whenever someone hired a designer to design a logo, and designers, if it wasn't a professional designer or might be not the best designer, they could provide just logo as a vertical in a vertical size. And this could be a problem for on websites. Like most websites have very short headers, like in this case, and if you have a vertical logo, it could, you couldn't fit here, or it would be very small, even tiny, like a tiny icon, which is also not the best way to use logo. So I would always ask this, whoever you hire to design your logo, to have a horizontal version of your logo, so you can match it in your website header and make it smaller, but still, wide enough to read a full name of your company or site.
Absolutely. All right, so let's talk real quick about editing content areas. So if you go back to the main appearance editor page, you'll click on content areas. And this is where, a lot of the themes have differences, and they have some different content areas that you can edit. And so if we click on content areas, this theme has a before header content area, and that's this one right up here, which is a really nice place, as it suggests, to put a call to action. It's a pretty cool element of this theme. And so if you click in there to before header, and if you're not quite sure, you don't know where before header is, obviously you can look at what the content is and just match that to where the content is on the page. And you know that if you make an edit here to either the text that will be visible or to the link that is being linked to right here, this is the place to make that change. So currently it says, have a good, here's a good place for a call to action. It's linking to the library page. So I just edited that to get your daily dose of Primality. Click here to subscribe, and I've got a link to the subscribe button. And you don't need to put the full link. You can obviously just put, the second part of the link after your main domain, the path, and that will still link to it, which is nice. And so you can make that edit right there to that content area. And then there are other ones. And so again, for this one, it's got the front page image content area. And as we look at that, we can see that this content here is going to change this content. So you can see I've already made an edit, right? So originally it's grab attention. This is a good place to grab attention. It's kind of nice. It kind of suggests what you should use these content areas for. And so I've, put mine on here, right? So be meaningful. That's the kind of the big idea and how I'm grabbing attention. Then you can put a little descriptor right here. And again, you just change this content right here. Then you can obviously change what the link text is going to be, where the link is going to, but content areas are where you do that. And there are obviously other content areas down the page, and you can give it a good live preview, see what it looks like before you're going to save it, which is the next step. Saving. Before we get there, Rafal, any quick tips as you edit these content areas for things folks should think about?
Yeah, one of the great things about content areas to me is that you can use HTML code in there, and even if you don't know HTML, you can still like copy any code from your page or generated by a visual editor, you can go then to a text tab and copy the code right from there and paste it here, even if it's a button or you want to have a secondary headline or subheading here, you can use some HTML code, which is very nice.
Yep. All right. So then you want to save it, obviously, and to save, you just go here, and that will save and publish it live. So, just understand that that will happen, save and publish live. And, Rafal, the other note that you had is to be consistent. And, when we talked about this, you were kind of mentioning if you're going to use a black and white image, for example, then you should use, black and white images throughout your site. You don't necessarily want to oscillate between a black and white image and a color image. You want that feeling to be consistent. How important is that, and what are some of the key ways that you achieve consistency throughout a site?
Yeah, so you can achieve consistency, but like you said, even choosing a similar color scheme or making all your images black and white, that's your choice, or choosing photos that have similar color scheme. Again, this comes back to your mood board, where you can always look back at your mood board and match any new photo you choose for your post images or your pages and compare it to your mood board and make sure that this matches your entire website feeling and mood. So that could be like your cheat sheet for any decisions you are making about images, photos, or anything that could potentially affect the feeling and the design of your website.
Yep. And then a couple other notes here before we get into, Rafal kind of talking about some of his favorite themes and the demo that he prepared. So take advantage of the live preview option for the different sites. So as you scroll through all of the different Rainmaker themes, you'll see here a button for live preview. And so if you click on live preview, it will take you to the appearance editor for that theme, and you can go through and you can make different changes, you can see what it looks like, and do a live preview before you actually switch the theme. So you don't have to switch it to the new theme, make that live, and then go through and do all of this. You can make these changes right there in the live preview, give yourself a good idea of what the theme is going to look like with your content, with your site, before you make any changes. Like, for example, I did the live preview for Cafe Pro, and this is what it looked like. So it's got, this one has that very same content area, and so you see that's already up here. It's got the basic background image from Cafe Pro, so if I wanted to change that, I would go in here to background images, and that's where I would change that. And then it's got, my site title, my site description, but I could very easily go through and make some changes and see, okay, what would my site look like on Cafe Pro? And if I like it, I could save and activate it and make that my live theme right there. So really nice. So really take advantage of that live preview option. And then consider custom CSS. And I know, I saw some questions about, how you change the height of, headers and how you change the height of text and all of that. Well, custom CSS is one of the ways that you can do that. And so if you go to the design menu and click on custom CSS, that will take you to this field where you can paste in custom CSS, and that will overwrite what is there and alter the design of your site. And so, and again, you can preview that before you save it and take it live. And I know, custom CSS, if you're not comfortable with coding and making some of these changes, it can be a little bit intimidating. And that's exactly where I was. Just through some practice, through following some tutorials, through actually asking our very own support team, people like Brian, who's there in the chat right now, they gave me some really quick pointers, on how to use a program like a Firebug or the Element Inspector with Chrome. And we can't get into that in this session because it's too much, although we're planning something for the future, and there's documentation in the knowledge base for how to do some of this. But it is, if you're anything like me, it's simpler than you think to actually go through and make some of these changes. And so in custom CSS really allows you, once you get comfortable with it, it really gives you a feeling of empowerment over the overall look and feel of your site, which is obviously a nice feeling to have. Any final thoughts here, Rafal, about kind of tweaking the theme before we jump in and start talking about some of your favorite Rainmaker themes?
Yeah, so custom CSS is definitely something advanced, and it gives you all the new range of possibilities, but you can achieve a lot with just changing your photo and modifying some of the basic colors. I've seen many sites and many, you know, website owners who done more, you know, who were trying to customize some CSS on their own, and they actually, you know, they broke the design of the site more than they would actually use just, you know, the customizers and those options that are already there. So, you know, you can achieve a lot with just, you know, changing some options in the customizers, and some themes have more advanced customizers available with full range of options and little things to tweak your design. So I would go rather than trying to custom CSS if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Rosalind asked, is there a program or website, Rafal, that you kind of recommend for beginner custom CSS? And I'll just say here on the custom CSS page, you've got links to W3 Schools, A List Apart, and then our own CSS documentation. Is there anything else that you would recommend for anybody who is interested in learning a little bit more?
I'm planning to actually write a tutorial on our Rainmaker blog that would show some tricks and tips how to go into Code Inspector, find an element you want, and how to, you know, change color or size or something without even knowing like CSS or HTML. Something you could, you know, do if you really want to customize, you know, customize it without any designers or developers help. So I'm planning to write something like this, and I think it could be very useful.
Very nice, and we're going to continue to expand the content that we have on the blog at rainmakerplatform.com/blog. Rafal, I speak on behalf of all of us when I say that post would be fantastic. I would be very interested in seeing that one, so that'd be great. Okay, so let's move on, and let's talk about some of your favorite themes. And I know it's not an easy choice for you to, you know, kind of go through some of these themes. I know you have an affection for a lot of them, but you know, you've got a few that stand out. And I have to tell you, I was surprised by this. And again, I think it's my own bias, and that's why I wanted to point this out earlier, is the first theme that you get when you get on Rainmaker is Rainmaker Pro. And there's kind of a bias to the default theme, like it's, well, this is default, this is just kind of basic, and I need to choose something else. This was the first one you mentioned to me as your favorite theme when we started talking about this, and I'd love for you to explain why.
Yeah, I love this theme, especially that it's very simple. And it's very, you know, easy to customize and change almost the entire feeling of the theme just by changing the color and photo. And that's it, the theme doesn't have itself too much, you know, its own feeling, because it has very straight shapes, has some very simple fonts, sans serifs, which, you know, don't really tell too much about the style, or, you know, It can be used almost for anything, for any type of website, which is very nice.
Hey, by the way, Tom says, Rafal, please cancel your schedule until you finish that custom CSS tutorial. So I'll run that by Brian. See how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's on Rainmaker Pro. You're also a fan of Atmosphere Pro. What is it about Atmosphere Pro that you like?
Yeah, the Atmosphere Pro is probably for the same reasons I chose the Rainmaker Pro. It also, when you look at it, it's also very simple, very, very easy to customize. Doesn't have any typefaces that would have its own style, or, you know, that would dictate any design from you. So that's probably the same reasons I chose Rainmaker Pro.
And then
I also love themes with probably these big hero banners. So when you come to the site, you see one title, subtitle, which can be also a paragraph, and then one button to click to get started. I always like those kind of layouts, because, you know, it welcomes the user on the site and doesn't give any choices to, you know, that doesn't make these decision policies what to do next. It has one button to click and get started, which is, I think it's a good way to start.
Something I've noticed on some of these sites, especially these with the huge, you know, hero banner, like you mentioned in the text right here, is I've seen folks that, you know, have kind of a headline that maybe spans two or three lines, and then, you know, there's maybe six or seven lines here, like it's a lot of text. Is this a good place for a lot of that, a lot of expository text, or do you want to keep it real simple here? mean, as simple as you can communicate the basic message and drive people to the call to action. Do you see that people have too much text in these areas?
No, I would actually choose to have it very short, just to speak right on topic. And that's one of the things why you should have content first before you choose a theme. When you look at Atmosphere and you compare it to Rainmaker Pro, if your paragraph is longer, then you may want to go with Rainmaker Pro, because you can see it has more room for longer paragraphs and a bit smaller font for headings. And when you go to Atmosphere, you can see that the heading is much bigger, which will require to have a shorter headline, and has also less space for the subheading, which should be like maybe one sentence paragraph or two sentences max.
Yep. And then another one that you like is Altitude Pro, which I second. I'm a big fan of this theme.
Yeah, this is also a very nice theme, especially that you can be very flexible with background photos. It has this overlay on the photo, so even if you choose a photo with lighter colors, it won't interact with the text you choose, you have on top of it. So you have a bit more flexibility, and if you want to give a choice like here, sign up now or learn more, it looks very nice with those two buttons, which always should be one, should be primary, the other button should be secondary, which this is a perfect combination.
Yep. All right, so let's end with a bang here, Rafal, and you put together a quick demo that shows the versatility of some different Rainmaker themes. And actually, it's the three themes that we just discussed. So I'll kind of go through these images, but kind of walk us through here what these different images illustrate about these Rainmaker themes.
Yeah, so this is the standard looking theme, and you can see this has a black and white photo. When I often talk to some people, they say that they like Rainmaker Pro, they like the layout, but they don't like having black and white photos, or they don't want to have this monochromatic look. But it can look completely different if you can imagine it with a different photo. But the best way, if you can't imagine it, the best way is to just change it and try. So here I changed the photo with the bright colors. It might be a bit too bright for the text on it, for the white text on it. So you may want to, experiment and move it to the side or put a little overlay with your image editor just to have this perfect combination here. But you can see how different this website looks now when I change also the background color for this light peach color to accompany the background photo. And then you have the button color, this bright green colors, which is contrasting to the background. And those few changes, and I did this just by using appearance and these basic customizations options without any even custom CSS. And you can see how much it changed the entire feeling of the site.
Mm-hmm. And you got another example too for Rainmaker
Pro. Yeah, this is another example. So you can see there's a completely different style. So here I use a background photo with a wave, which has a dark blue colors, navy colors, and I use the background, which is a gray, blue grayish background, to also match the style, the feeling of this main photo, and I chose an accent color to be yellow, which is a great contrast for any blue colors, so it stands out really nice here.
Hey, Rafal, on this one, you mentioned an overlay. Can you explain what you meant by an overlay on this one?
Yes, yeah, so when you have a photo that you really like but might have like bright colors or something that interacts with the text, that will require to use image editor, but like we mentioned before, there are many different options, very simple image editors available on the web, and that doesn't require even any skills. Like if you can take a photo with Instagram and put a filter on it, you can probably use one of those image editors and just the same way put a filter on your photo, which would change the color scheme a little bit, or put this light overlay like darkish background on top of the photo, so then when you replace it, you can see much better the text, the white text on it.
Excellent. So let's go on and let's talk about Altitude Pro.
Yeah, so this is also a basic, this is a basic look that I started with, and like I said before, this has already built-in overlay. So whatever image you choose, it will already has this darker overlay on it, so it's much easier to match any photo you want. And if you go to the next slide.
So just to clarify, so the overlay is built into Rainmaker. So when you upload your image, it'll put an overlay on it, which will help the main text contrast against that image?
Yes. So okay. It's specific, you know, every theme might have a different overlay. Some themes, like Rainmaker Pro, doesn't have an overlay, but text has text shadow, which also helps to put this contrast on the photo.
And so let's look at some examples of how this can look different.
Yeah, so I use a photo of a big house here, so it could be like for any real estate agents, for example, and you can see how it changed the entire feeling of this page. It doesn't have this dark and doesn't have this sad mood like had the previous with those forests that is very dark and almost monochromatic. But here with a photo, you have this bluish purple sky, and if you use the right accent color, like I used on yellow, almost orange, might not look like this in the screenshot, but it was more orange than yellow. But it stands out really nice and matches the photo that is behind it. And thanks to the overlay that is almost like a gradient overlay on top of this photo that goes darker and darker on the bottom of this header, you know, it makes this text and buttons very nice pop up on top of it, and you know, you don't have any problems to read it. And you can even use in this photo, if you saw this photo, the original photo without the overlay, it was very bright, because without the overlay, it would be very hard to read the text, especially where the windows are, because those were the points where some white and light spots.
Yeah. And let's look at another example.
Yeah, this is also another example with a house, because I saw many real estate agents choosing this particular theme because it has a really nice, huge photo, which might be good if you want to expose a house or, you know, something that you are selling, or if you are renting a property or something. And it can be a very good theme for this use. So also, I use a photo, and I use a contrasting bright accent color for the buttons, so it stands out really nice on the page. You just can't miss it when you look at this. When you look at this, it's almost like the only bright color element on the page. You can see, like I mentioned before about the logo, here I have Raphael's Rainmaker site, just text on it, but if I chose a logo, if I put a logo here, I will also go with a white logo or something that doesn't, you know, interact with the call to action button here. So, yeah. You know, make the logo smaller, probably the same size like this text is here, and I wouldn't, you know, do something that would, you know, distract from this call to action.
As opposed to the example I showed with Primility, where the header logo was red and then the link was red, and so they were kind of competing for attention. And maybe this was even dominating it.
Sometimes it's hard to imagine, and we think that's the way we should do it. We should, you know, show the logo how it really is. But once you change it to different color and make it a bit smaller, and then you compare both sides, you can already see like it looks much more professional and has this, you know, and makes the call to action stand out much better.
Yep. And finally, let's look at Atmosphere Pro.
Yep. So Atmosphere Pro, also when you look at this demo side, you might seem like you have to go with this monochromatic photo, and is, you know, very simple, but you can change it to almost everything you want just by changing the photo. I specifically chose a photo with bright colors, orange, you know, just to see how mood of this website completely changed when you compare both both pages, and just by changing the photo, I changed the color, and the color you can see in the top navigation where the home and about is. I changed it also to orange to match the background photo, which I also picked right from the photo. I didn't have to think about, you know, hex color. I just used the color picker, pointed it somewhere on the photo where I liked, and I chose this color for the to be my accent color. And you know, the header text looks really nice on top of them, on top of this image, so you don't have to even make any changes here.
And then variation number two.
Yep, that's another photo I chose to show what could, you know, this theme could look like for even restaurant or, you know, hotel or something, you know, where you can put a really nice big photo of food or room or anything, and you know, have a simple text on it. And I chose a blue color as an accent for, so you can also see the navigation. But you know, the nice thing about this theme is that the button doesn't have any colors, so you can almost choose any color you want for the rest of the site, and you can still have this, you know, white header, white text, and white button on top of the image or on top of whatever image you choose. Because sometimes it might be problematic when you choose a color you like, but it doesn't match very well with the with your, you know, header image, with your background, but you really like the color, and then you have to, you know, make a compromise and choose you want to go with this color you like, or you want to go with this what matches good the background image.
Yep. Well, wow, we ran over our time here, but this has been really helpful, Rafal, and I think, you know, again, our goal with this session is to really help you kind of go through the thought process when you're trying to choose a theme, you know, and what you should be thinking about and go through it. And I see a lot of specific questions in the Q&A, you know, I'm in such and such an industry, which theme should I choose? You know, and those questions aren't always easy to answer because it's going to depend on a lot of different things, as we mentioned. And so I think those are great questions to you know, to ask and go over with folks. But I would walk through kind of the process that we laid out here, you know, and understand again that a lot of these Rainmaker themes are versatile, you know, maybe even more versatile than they look like at a first impression. But any, before we wrap up, Rafal, and obviously you'll be on hand to answer questions next week, but any final thoughts for folks as they embark on the process of choosing their theme, or possibly embark on the process of rethinking their choice and consider a new theme?
Yeah, no, the main point of this entire webinar is to focus on the content, and that I think is the most important part, and especially that most of the website owners, they like focusing content. They don't want to worry about the design or development or any other stuff. And there you have a chance, because you already have all professional design themes. So whatever choices you make with your photo or colors, if you, you know, make it very simple, very basic, you won't, you know, make any mistakes, because the theme already has a good look, already has all those features in. So you can just focus on your content and make sure you have a good copy, and you know, you can work from there.
Alrighty, so coming up next week, we have the Q&A on Rainmaker Design with Rafal, so he will be here. So we will send out an email that will have the link to the place where you submit your questions. Definitely submit them ahead of time. If you've seen these Q&As before, you know that we really try and prepare detailed answers, sometimes even with tutorials to your questions. So, you know, that may not be completely possible with all questions about design, but we always give preference to the questions and priority to the questions that are submitted ahead of time. So please submit your questions ahead of time. And then coming up the week after that, we will be moving on and talking about how to manage your Rainmaker blog. So that'll be on March 8th. But those are our two upcoming sessions. Rafal, you've been really generous with your time, man. Thank you very much. This was extremely helpful. Based on the comments, extremely helpful for a lot of the people who were here, and as it always is, extremely helpful for me too. So I appreciate your time and your insight.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Alrighty, we will talk to you all next week on the Q&A. Again, get those questions in ahead of time, and we will get through as many of them absolutely as we can during that session. Until then, take care, And good luck as you design your site.